This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It is time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our focus is going to be on the robotic feeding systems found in rotary parlors. And recently, there was an interesting discussion in terms of some of the challenges and opportunities. So a number of farmers are looking at automated milking systems to reduce labor and then allow to go to 3-time-a-day milking, or in some cases, 3.3-times-a-day milking on their dairy herds. Very applicable to smaller herds because one robot can handle about 50 to 55 cows, but some of the larger herds are not putting them in because of the shortage of labor and the high cost of labor as well. And it's an exciting concept because it allows us to build on what we call precision feeding, which means every cow has slightly different feeding rates based on what the computer tells us cows should get. So here are some of the interesting guidelines our listeners should be aware of. On average, you should be running about 80% of the nutrients the cow needs in the herd in the partial mixed ration, which is a TMR that contains some of the grain and all the forages. And then, of course, the other 20% of the nutrients comes from a pelleted grain mix that's distributed by the robotic feeder. Generally, we're going to balance that level somewhere about 10 to 12 to 15 pounds below the herd average, and your nutritionist will determine that as well. If you're going to make changes in the feeder, these computer feeders will probably make a change about a half a pound of concentrate per day, either going up in early lactation or coming down in later lactation. And the computer will use a 7-day average milk production. So if a cow, for some reason today, is way up in milk or way down in milk, we do not penalize or compliment that cow. It takes a 7-day average, but it may also alert you to look at what's going on with this cow. In most cases, we're going to be feeding pellets in the feeder here because it flows better, and also it allows these cows to eat a little more aggressively, about a pound a minute as far as that goes. And so the typical feeding rate is somewhere around 5 to 6 to 7 pounds per milking. Remember, this cow can come in 3 times per day or more if she wants to be milked with it. And of course, if you've got a meal type grain mix, then you'll have to, it'll be a much, she'll consume it at a slower rate as well. Some of these systems, Bill, have four phases or charts or systems built into them for the farmer and nutritionist, which they can customize. One kiss situation is phase one, which is the first 21 days. You're bringing up fresh cows, and normally we'll cap that at somewhere around 10 pounds of concentrate building up to that point. Phase two is early and mid-lactation cow, and that will pick up anywhere from 10 to 20 pounds or slightly higher grain per cow per day, split up into 3 or 4 feedings. Phase three is late lactation cows, and of course, now we're going to start backing grain down at a modest rate, and typically we will never get much below 7 pounds of these cows here and really monitor body condition score. And of course, phase four is the dry off phase, the last 21 days before drying off, and we literally take these cows down to about 2 pounds concentrate. We won't go to zero because otherwise they may not come in and be milked, and so we need to reward them as well. The number of fetch cows should be under 10%. These are cows you have to seek out and drive to the milking system. In a well-managed system, this will be under 5%. The free flow is the ideal system to use, which means the cow does not have to go through the milker to get to the feed bunk. She can come from the feed bunk and be milked at her leisure at this point. And a hard pellet is ideal. Hard pellets usually include such things as oats and barley, citrus pulp. Sometimes sodium bentonite as a binder can be added as well. So, Bill, our take-home message is this is new technology that's becoming more and more popular here in the United States and around the world, and has some excellent management tools to go with it. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike, and Happy New Year. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
More consumers are making the connection of how innovation and technologies benefit both agriculture and, in turn, the availability of products for their use. That is due in part to a greater outreach by the farm and food sectors to consumers. An example is John Deere's involvement in the annual Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Deere's Chad Passman talks about robotics and precision ag technology, which
is the ability for vision cameras and sensors to see a weed in a row of crop and then only spray herbicide on the weed. So you talk about herbicide savings, we talk about the environmental impact of using less herbicides on the soil and soil conservation.
Scott Holt of Merck Animal Health notes how monitoring systems that determine the health of livestock in real time
treat them or not treat them based on data that we can manage through our systems and know that that animal after treatment is starting to recover
could eventually apply to care of household pets. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.